The Thomas Bay Power Authority operates the Tyee Hydroelectric Plant that powers Petersburg and Wrangell. The plant's actually owned by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA pays for the plant's operation and maintenance performed by TBPA. However, Petersburg and Wrangell have normally split the expense for a portion of the TBPA's administrative costs, known as the non-net billable budget. Petersburg's share this year would be about $24,000. Assemblymember John Hogue questioned this week why SEPA doesn't cover that cost as well.
I'm at a loss to understand why we should be paying for part of this net bill, any net billing. I mean, Thomas Bay runs this per an agreement with SEPA, which owns the facilities, and it strikes me that since SEPA has the obligation to, ultimate obligation to operate this facility, that SEPA ought to either be doing so or should be paying for the full amount of expenditures that Thomas Bay Power Authority thinks they need to meet.
TBPA is overseen by a board of commissioners from Wrangell and Petersburg. The two communities also have representatives on the SEPA board, along with Ketchikan, which is served by SEPA's other hydro plant at Swan Lake. As of late, there has been tension among TBPA commissioners who have been at odds over the hire of a new manager and other issues. Commission President John Jensen of Petersburg told the assembly the community wouldn't lose anything except expenses if it pulled out of TBPA.
My opinion of Thomas Bay Power Authority has become very tarnished over the last month or so. And the more we talk about it, the more I think that maybe it is time for Southeast Alaska Power Agency just to take over. Petersburg's not going to lose any voice. We have two members on SEPA, or an alternate and a regular voting member.
The SEPA board also has an at-large seat that alternates each year among the three-member communities. Jensen also noted that the entire board of SEPA has to approve changes to the long-term power sales agreement, which has for decades resulted in some of the cheapest power in the state. According to Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht, the assembly can choose not to fund TBPA, but it would take a vote of the public to actually pull out of the organization. Wrangell and Petersburg formed the authority in 1974 to pursue construction of a hydro project that could serve their communities. That resulted in the construction of Tyee, which was originally a state-owned project. Despite the fact that SEPA now owns the plant, Assemblymember Nancy Strand was not convinced that TBPA was no longer needed.
I'm sure I don't understand it completely, but I'm not sure that disbanding Thomas Bay Power Authority is our best move.
Strand was the only assembly member to vote in favor of approving the TBPA budget. The other five members and the mayor voted against it. Asked for his perspective on that decision by phone later in the week, TBPA Commissioner Warren Edgley of Wrangell agreed that SEPA should pay those administrative costs. SEPA currently pays for TBPA operations at Tyee, and it pays Ketchikan Public Utilities for operations at Swan Lake. Edgley, who was the first general manager of TBPA, questioned whether SEPA could take over those operations itself.
You need operators. And is SEPA, if they take over the operations of Tyee, are they going to then hire the KPU employees that work at Swan? Are they going to take over all of the operations and maintenance? Are they going to have a payroll department?
The Thomas Bay Power Authority is slated to have its next regular meeting on the 15th. Meanwhile, SEPA CEO Trey Acteson is planning to meet with the Petersburg Borough Assembly during its regular meeting on the 20th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.